Welcome to a Durban Christian Center South Ministry message. We hope you enjoy this inspiring word from our senior pastor, Pastor Johnny Grobler.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I want you, if you brought your Bibles, please, to turn with me to the book of Romans. And I want to minister a message to you God laid on my heart. Jesus, our hero. Hallelujah. If you've got your Bibles, are you in the book of Romans? Romans chapter 1 and verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Hallelujah. So I'm going to speak to you today about Jesus, our hero. Just bear with my voice. I got overexcited in Wentworth, and I hope that I'll still have a voice left by the time I'm finished. Hallelujah. Stretch out your hand, say, Lord, help Pastor Johnny's voice. Hallelujah. There's a name that is above every other name, a name of wonder. As I said to you, it's a name that gets worshipped all over. It's a name of beauty and splendor. It's a name that is honored in heaven above every other name. It's a name of Jesus. Can you say Jesus with me? Say it again. It's a beautiful name. It's the most beautiful name in the church. You know, there are many wonderful things in the church. There are many things to desire. There are many things to aspire to. Some aspire in the church to be great at their career, and that is wonderful, and we should be great at our careers. Some aspire to be great singers, and that is wonderful. Many aspire to have great influence, and that too is wonderful. Many aspire to be successful in business, and that is wonderful. Many aspire to be leaders in the community, and it is wonderful. And beneficial. But there's one aspiration that eclipses them all. It's to be like Jesus. We have one champion, one example, one that we desire, one hero, and it's our wonderful Lord Jesus. We gather around that name. The church has one master, and we must never be distracted from the fact that being like Jesus is our greatest call. Jesus alone is our Savior. You know, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto myself. Our theme in this church is Jesus. If we had a billboard, it would say, Jesus. There's one name that we advertise, one name that we lift high that's worthy to be lifted. One message that's worthy to be shouted, it's the message of Jesus. The church is built on the name of Jesus. In fact, Paul says, in him we live and move and have our being. There's no achievement greater than being like Jesus. There's no achievement greater than being like Jesus. We'll try this one. There's no achievement greater than being like Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to be like Jesus. You know, we learn about him. We follow his example. We hang on every word that he speaks. Some churches teach you how to get rich, be victorious, be champions in our career, but Jesus is our champion. We want to be like him. You know, the world's idea of success is not God's idea of success. The world's idea of success is fame, fortune, and achievement. And many people, and even churches, spend lots of resources and time teaching you how to get to them. But Jesus wants us to seek his kingdom, his lordship. Seek the will of the Father for our lives. His word still stands today. Jesus said, unless you take up your cross and follow after me, you're not worthy to be my servants. Jesus said, unless a seed falls to the ground and abides, it will abide alone. Unless it dies. Can that maybe be the reason why so many Christians feel that they're alone? Feel far from God? Because their hearts are seeking after the things of the world. Jesus calls us to forsake the world. He said, forsake it. Forsake the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. Self-gratification is against the cross. Self-aggrandization or self-exaltation is against the cross. Desires to be rich, the Bible says, pierces the heart with sorrows. Worldly desires drowns our heart with a fuzziness and we've got no more vision. The one that is important above all else is Jesus. Somebody say amen. Saints, we must keep our focus on Jesus. I remember going to a minister's conference with Pastor Fred, and he stood up to minister, and I was watching and said, what's he going to talk about? And he started saying to those pastors, listen, there's many great truths in the Bible. There's many truths that you can preach. But he said, remember, it's like a dartboard. On a dartboard, you get many, many, many numbers. You get the outer ring that's double. Then you get the inner ring. Then you get the triple. You get the other ring. Then you get the next ring. And then you get the bullseye. He said, you can be preaching and you can be hitting one of the numbers on the dartboard and scoring and scoring and scoring. He said, but remember that the bullseye is Jesus. Hallelujah. Preach Jesus. And if you keep preaching Jesus, you keep aiming for the bullseye, you'll hit everything around it. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you, I want to be like my Jesus. Lifting up Jesus is our greatest joy. Showing Jesus to the world is our greatest solution. He is our champion. He is the one. You lift him up, you'll never be ashamed. He is the one. I want to be patient like him. Hallelujah. His name is matchless. His name is untouchable. His name is worthy of the utmost respect. We come together to worship him, to honor him, to reverence him. We rely on him. I want to be like Jesus. In all my getting, I want to be holy like Jesus. I want to be patient like Jesus. I want to be righteous like him. I want to be truthful like Jesus. I want to be a witness of Jesus. When people see me, they must say, I can see Jesus. Jesus is my hero. I'd rather, you know, there's a song that I heard a preacher once make light of and make a little bit of a joke of. It's an old song, but it's a song sung by Jim Reeves, and I still think those truths are marvelous that's in that song. He sings a song, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather be his than anything that this world affords today. And I know he was talking about, you know, the fact that you don't have to choose between Jesus and wealth. You can have Jesus and he'll bless you as well. But the truth is, if your heart is seeking Jesus and money, you will have neither. If your heart is seeking after Jesus, he said, these things shall be added to you. Praise the Lord. There's place in my heart for one champion, and his name is Jesus. There's one that fills my heart with desire and love. It's Jesus. He's the center. I told my wife when we got married, I said, now, Pat, I love you very much, but I want to tell you I love Jesus more than you. Amen. And I tell you, in any family, if your spouse loves Jesus more than you, you got it made. Amen. Hallelujah. There's times that I said, Lord, now my wife, I'm finished with her. It's you and me. He sent me straight back to her. Amen. Because he makes everything right. Somebody say amen. I want to be his disciple. I want to be like Jesus. I want to live in his truths. I want to speak his words. I want to know him and emulate him. Listen, it's not about our building. It's not about our music or our lights or our excellence in our facilities. It's not about the money. It's not about our style or our influence or our prestige. The question is, can they see Jesus? Hallelujah. It's all about him. It's all about showing Jesus. What's the use? You know, I heard a little while ago about a Christian, great musician, and he won the Grammy Awards for his music. And I congratulate him, and it's a wonderful achievement, and bless him for doing that. But let me tell you, what's the use of winning the Grammy Awards, of being a great singer, but in the background you smoke and you womanize? Are you not a sinner and a traitor to the name of Jesus? What's the use of being, you know, let's bring it a bit closer to home, what's going on in the news right now. What's the use of being a great Hollywood actor and a movie star, but you're a sex predator? You know, you become a greatly respected doctor, but you betray Jesus with your words. You betray him with your money. You gain great wealth, but you did not build his church. What's the use of wealth if it binds you and it stops you from serving in the church? Listen, that's not a price I'm willing to pay. What's the use of fame if you become so famous that you have to hold on to your fame and deny the name? What's the use of gaining a great platform, and from that platform, you speak compromise? So a while ago, I heard a person, you know, he's got a great platform. And they asked him, now, what about homosexuality and all that? And he said, well, you know, everybody's welcome. You know, and it's between them and the Lord. Only God's the judge. I thought the Bible already made it clear what God's judgment is. Hello? You know, having fame is a great burden if it causes you to bow down to fame and not have the name. I'd rather have the name. Hallelujah. I'd rather have the witness. Somebody say, amen. Hallelujah. We need to hold fast to one Savior. Love him. Stick close to him. Feed his sheep. Serve his sheep. Love his church. You know, those of you who judge his servants, be careful. You know, I see those who they're sitting on Facebook in their high towers and they throw remarks about pastors. They say nothing but bad things and throw accusations against his elders. The Bible says, bring no accusation against the elders. I want to say to them, get down from your high horse of pride and start serving the church. Amen. Judging pastors, but you don't even lead a home cell yourself. Get away from that. I remember when I got saved and the Lord started working my heart. I said, Lord, why are you working so hard with me? Look at them. He's getting away with that. He's getting away. He said, why? Why are you so hard on me? Because this is not about what others are doing. It's about me. It's about my Jesus. It's about me showing Jesus to the world. Somebody say, amen. Listen, be who God called you to be. Be the closest thing to Jesus that you can. You know, people want to know, what's my call? You are called to emulate Jesus. What must I aspire to? To be like Him. There's nothing greater. Do you want to know who the ultimate man is? The man's man is Jesus. The ultimate conqueror is Jesus. The one who can show the greatest grit and integrity. There's no one greater than Jesus. Hallelujah. You want to know a champion? It's Jesus. You want to know a person who knows what he stands for? It's Jesus. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you, if you're looking for a hero, look no further but Jesus. Hallelujah. We the church should aspire to nothing else but to be like Jesus. He's my pursuit. He's even the goal of the Holy Ghost. Do you know that? Even the Holy Spirit, Jesus says when He comes, He'll not speak of Himself. He'll take my words and speak them to you. All the gifts of the Holy Ghost, the ascension gifts, the apostles, the pastors, the prophets, the teachers and evangelists, the book of Ephesians 4 teaches us their ministry is to equip the church and build us up until we come to the fullness of the measure of the stature of Christ. The fivefold ministry is to change us into the image of Jesus. Everything, there's no higher message, there's no higher name, there's no greater example, there's no better aspiration than to be like Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. He is my pursuit. That's what He came to do. Of all things, mostly I want to be like Jesus. That's why we came to the bluff. God sent us here because He wants a church that will show Christ to the world. He wants a church that doesn't live in compromise, that lives in the fire. That's full of the power of the Holy Ghost. People who are full of zeal and passion, hallelujah, who preach the uncompromised power of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not here to mollycoddle the world and make people feel better. We're here to make the bluff uncomfortable. We are here to make the South District repent before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. God sent us here to make a difference. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not here to just get a great building. What's the use? What's the use of having a big building with thousands of people? Jesus said to the scribes and Pharisees, woe to you, you filthy lot, brood of vipers. You cross the land. You sail the oceans to go make a proselyte. And when you do, you make him seven times more son of hell than you are. We're not here to just make, we're not here. Everybody welcome. No, if you come here, you get you saved. If you come here, we get you discipled. That's why we got to reap vision, because we believe people must not only be saved, but delivered. The power of God is in the gospel. Hallelujah. We're not here to preach compromising messages. Come here, and it's okay. You know, you can be homosexual. Don't worry. The grace. God loves you. He loves you. God loves you. Just the way you are. You can stay as you are for the rest of your life. His grace will cover you. No! The Bible says by the grace of God we are saved. We are delivered. We are set free by that grace. Hey, I'm not here to play. I'm not here to be a slave to sin at home and a hypocrite on Sundays. Oh, bad news for some of you who want to be preachers. God's not going to give you this pulpit or this mic. Because what you are is the voice that speaks. You might be able to preach a great message, but you go home and clap your wife. The gospel sets you free, man. There's power in the blood. There's power in the name. There's deliverance in Jesus. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm here to be changed. I'm the real thing. I'm the real deal. I'm the one that Jesus delivered, and I am free. Tell your neighbor, I'm the real deal. Glory to God. Amen. You know, to preach a compromise message. We can tell you that Jesus will set you free. I know He sets men free. The blood still has power today for you and me. Hallelujah. May it become hot under the collar for some of you. Hallelujah. You know, we come, we get saved. Hallelujah. And then you go that far. It's okay, now it's this far. Okay, Lord, you've saved me. Praise God. You brought me this far, but can't go further than this. No. His blood sets you free. You don't have to go home and live under a different spirit. You don't have to go home and live under a spirit of hatred and violence. You can be free. Hallelujah. I don't have to come to church and pretend I've got a beautiful marriage. Hallelujah. For the sake of you all. Hallelujah. Even do the jig. Huh? And when I go home, my wife can't stand my guts. My wife loves me. I'm the best thing that ever happened to her in her whole life. Amen. She wrote that song, Johnny is the best thing that ever happened. To me, she wrote the song. I'm a gift to my family. Hallelujah. I'm the real deal. As He is, so are we. Hallelujah. You don't have to compromise. The blood speaks for us. Somebody say, hallelujah. That's why we're here. That's what God sent us. God is blessing this church. We started here a mere 3 years ago. You know, we started here. Some of you don't even know. This was a tennis court. This was a tennis court. It was two tennis courts. Got converted. That came out. I didn't even plan that. Thank you, Lord. Tell your neighbor, even tennis courts get converted. You can go tell the rest of the bluff. Our church got converted. We started here, and within a short while, God was just doing amazing things. We've never seen a day of lack in this house. We've never had a day where there's no money in the account. Never. There's never been vision that God's given us that we can't just go ahead and do. Why? Because God is behind us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't you get tired of these compromised Christians? They hand you a tract. Hallelujah, brother. God will save you. Listen, man. Stop being so comfortable where you are. There's power in the gospel. You don't have to live where you are. You have to stay where you are. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. There's authority in the name of Jesus. There's victory in the name of Jesus. I am the real deal. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. The gospel is the power of God. We've got a powerful gospel. Don't preach a powerless love. We preach a love that will bring you in and change you. So aren't we supposed to preach love? Listen, the greatest love preacher was Jesus. Can we agree on that? How did Jesus preach His love? Woe to you, you hypocrites! Yeah. This Jesus loved so many people, went to church on the Sabbath, made a whip, and cast them out of his Father's house. Listen, our gospel must make sinners uncomfortable. The gospel must bring sinners to repentance before the living God, so that they can be free indeed. We don't get people here so they can be just as bound as we are. Hello? So they can be free. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Must dance for Jesus. You see, Jesus loved the Father. He loved holiness more. As I said, in my marriage, I cling more to Jesus than my wife. In life, we cling more to Jesus than anybody else. You must be willing to be unpopular. You know what the end time church is going to be? The church that brings multitudes to salvation. A church of righteousness. A church of holy standards. A church that knows the truth, stands in the truth, speaks the truth. And if it makes you uncomfortable, allows it. We're so worried that people get uncomfortable. Amen. Never forget the day Justin stood next to me. He was small. I taught them when they were small that people who love the devil drinks. I said, how do you teach a three-year-old not to drink? Boy, people who love the devil drinks. Simple, no? Three-year can understand that. So we're standing by a great family brother one day. And up comes Justin. And my uncles are all standing there dopping, you know. And the Justin goes, said, Dad. I said, yes, boy. He said, does Uncle Sam love the devil? The whole meeting went quiet. We had a moment of silence while the preacher preached the gospel. A three-year-old. Hallelujah. I said, what am I going to say? I said, yes, boy, obviously does. I was not popular. But who cares? Listen, they must rather be angry with you. Hello? Tell your neighbor, God didn't call you to be liked. Amen. Like. You know what likes mean is like today, tomorrow's forgotten. Like what? Like, I'd rather be like Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. What do you mean? So yeah, he's telling the truth. Amen. You're sitting here, you wine-sipping saints. There's power in the blood of Jesus to set you free. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Amen. Listen, man. It's time that we get rid of the power of the devil in our lives and believe in a God that is mighty and able to save, to heal, and to deliver, and to set men free. The blood of Jesus still sets men free, I say. Hallelujah. Oh, how I love Jesus. I'd rather have him than anything. Amen. The last thing we must do is have a neutral effect. People, you walk away and say, isn't he nice? You know, it's wonderful to be nice. I'd rather be liked. I don't know about you. It's nice to be liked. But I've learned in the beginning of my salvation, I used to be very upset when people don't like me because I want them to like Jesus. But then you start learning that if they don't like you, Jesus said, neither did they like me. Amen. And if you walk away, they're angry. And at least they're thinking about you. Amen. You know how many times my family has written me off? You know, the best people to offend is your own family. Tell your neighbor, the best people to offend is your unsaved family members. Why? Because blood's thicker than water. They can't choose another cousin. They can't choose another nephew. It's me. If we have our next party, you wrote me off, I'm there. Amen. Hallelujah. There is again. But you know what? When the chips are down, those same ones that are talking against you behind your back, when time comes, who are they going to call? Not Ghostbusters. Amen. They're going to call the man of faith and power for the hour. They're going to call the same one that offended them because they remember there's somebody that stands for Jesus. You know why it is that the world hates it when believers, when saints compromise? You know why they hate it? Because they need somebody to tell them that the gospel is the truth. They need to see that this Jesus thing is real. And when you compromise, they're disappointed. They're disappointed. They thought at last, there's somebody who really knows Jesus. Amen. Tell your neighbor, your mission in life is not to be liked. The power of God unto salvation. Somebody say amen. Careful of a powerless gospel. Hallelujah. Careful. Careful. I'm talking to you. Look at your neighbor. He's obviously talking to you. Be careful of a powerless gospel. Be careful of a gospel where you offend nobody and make everybody happy. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I remember the beginning, I tried to be liked, and people used to ask me, why don't you drink anymore? I said, well, you know, it didn't work for me, it was bad, and, you know, it's better for me not to drink. And then I realized, oh, what does that do? Absolutely nothing. So why don't you drink? Because I love Jesus. Amen. It puts the cats amongst the pigeons because that they're drinking. I don't because I love Jesus. So what does that make you? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't tell me there's power in the name of Jesus and you bow before a cigarette. How long? How long? Hello? Can I ask you, how long? How long are you going to, you know, like some Christians, they got pet demons. They carry them around in a cage. Amen. Bring him out. Play with him a little bit. Put him back. How long? He who the Son sets free is free indeed. The devil doesn't come to give you pleasure. Sin is no friend. It is the hook of the enemy to take power from you. It is the enemy trying to gain authority in your life. The devil doesn't think you're cute. He hates you with a passion. Sin is the door of the enemy into your life. And if you don't watch it, he will bind your body. He will destroy your soul. And if he can, he'll get to your spirit. And you'll lose even your salvation. Hello? It's not my kind of message I normally preach. But that's a great hallelujah message. It's a hallelujah. Once I was lost, but now I'm found. Hallelujah. Once I was bound, but now I'm free. Hallelujah. Once I was under the power of the enemy, but now I stand over the power of the enemy. Hallelujah. The enemy cannot have his way with me. I know in whom I have believed. I have the power of the name of Jesus, the blood of the name of Jesus. I know my weapons of my warfare. Hallelujah. You can't allow yourself to stay where you are. Are you with me? Because those things that the enemy does is to break you down. You know my story about halfway last year, there was a little sin in my life. You know, we think it's the big thing.
So small things. Little sin, I thought it's not too serious. It's okay. It's not okay. It's the devil that came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If you allow that thing, it will cost you more than you're willing to pay. Hallelujah. And that what happened is I developed a cancer on my leg. A melanoma. For those who know what that is, it's the fastest growing cancer known to man. Developed it on my leg. It started growing until it, within weeks, it was the size of the front of my pinky like this. Ugly purple green thing. My leg was burning. It was itching. It was a terrible thing. I was praying the prayer of faith. I was laying hands on that thing. I was rebuking it in the name of Jesus. But it wasn't budging. It was getting more and more powerful. It was doing me violence. At night when I go sleep, I used to have to watch my mind. I try and get my mind off that. Get in a positive mindset. Take about an hour or two to get my mind off that so that I can sleep. Until the one day, about 2 weeks into this thing, coming, trying to steal my life. The one night I prayed, I said, Lord, where did this thing get the authority from? And God said to me, you gave it to him. I said, where? He showed me that sin. I started repenting. I started crying out for forgiveness. I started recognizing that sin for what it is, a work of the devil. I started asking God. It took me about 3 days. It takes you longer to get your heart right than what you think. 3 days repenting, crying out to God, renouncing, opening my heart, choosing holiness, choosing Him, letting the blood that has power wash my soul. Hallelujah. After about the third day, the one evening as I went back into my room, and I felt the cleansing, I felt the relief come. Hallelujah. And with that cleansing and relief, and I felt I was clean. I knew the blood had washed my soul. Immediately, I felt the authority of God come into my life. And I took this finger. I laid it on that thing. And I rebuked it in the name of Jesus. This time, I had power over it. You can't have power over something that already has power over you. Hello? And if you continue like this, the moment will come where it gains enough power to take what you're not willing to give anymore. I rebuked that thing in the name of Jesus. The next morning, the itch was gone. Within 3 days, the thing started shrinking. After 2 weeks, it was gone. Completely. A melanoma. Gone. The devil, gone. The wonderful thing is the devil was not only gone out of my leg, he was gone out of my soul. Are you with me? Aren't you glad you didn't have to come visit me in church, in hospital, pray for my leg? Aren't you glad? I'm glad. I'm sure glad you didn't come pray for me for cancer on my leg. Hello? Amen. Say with me, there's power in the name of Jesus. Listen, saints, cling to Jesus. Cling to His presence. Be like Jesus. Love Him. Honor Him. Worship Him. Pursue Him. In everything, give Him the glory. Hallelujah. He will cleanse your heart. He will keep you pure. That's why in this church we have the Reap Vision. Because we want people to become like Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, we can preach another kind of gospel. Yeah, every Sunday make you swing from the chandeliers and tell you how blessed you're going to be, how great you're going to be, how awesome you're going to be while we leave you bound. And don't take me wrong. I also love swinging from the chandeliers. You know that. I'll swing better than all of you. I mean, that's why there's not one chandelier left in this building. I love rejoicing in His presence. But the gospel is real. The name of Jesus is real. That's why when the Lord spoke to me about halfway last year, I spoke to the elders towards the end, maybe three quarters through the year, because I was praying and said, Lord, how do we make disciples? How? Because we're doing our best. I'm training my best. We got our reap vision. We're trying to teach, but Lord, I'm not seeing enough of a result. The Lord took me to Matthew 28:19. He said, go into the world, make disciples of all nations. And then he says, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. I said, Lord, but I've been doing it. He said, read it again. It's amazing how we can read something but only read what we want to see. Amen. So I read it again, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded. And suddenly it struck me. We're trying to make disciples of Jesus, teaching the Pauline epistles. And they're great. They're great for Bible study and all that. But disciples are made by the words of Jesus. Teaching them to observe the things that I have commanded. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because once we know the words of Jesus, we can speak the words of Jesus. We can live the words of Jesus. We can be like Jesus. And the more like Him we are, the better it is to get more revelation of Him. That's why you need to be in a home cell. You need to be part of a group cell. You need to be involved so that you can learn the words of Jesus. I need to be like Jesus. The gospel is the power of God. And when you talk to people, don't you find that the most difficult thing is to talk to a person about being saved and he believes he's already a Christian? We went to Pastor Mickey and Audrey Hardy's church. We were speaking to his daughter. He's got beautiful daughters involved in the ministry. Not beautiful in that, they're beautiful to me. Beautiful Christians. They married, by the way. And my wife was with me. I wasn't throwing the lazy eye, you know. I'm talking about beautiful Christians. And we're speaking to them. I said to them, how is it over here with the, because the Hindu community is very strong about getting people saved. And with them and with the Catholics. And you know what she said to me? She said, Pastor Johnny, can I tell you the truth? It's easier to get a Hindu saved than a Catholic. I said, how come? She said, because Catholics think they know Him already. And many times when I witness to people, what I've started realizing, I must call their sins out if they think they're already saved. Those are the ones that Jesus said, woe to you hypocrites, because they thought they're okay. They don't need the gospel. The ones that came repenting, crying, Lord, I need you. Jesus was merciful to them. The ones that thought that they're okay, Jesus revealed their sin to them. And I've started calling it out. Okay, you say you love Jesus, but why do you drink? Huh? Okay, you say you're born again, but why do you live like that with your wife? You have to come to a point. Listen, the gospel has to be where the rubber meets the road. The real thing. I'm really saved. I don't know about you. I'm really saved. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Jesus. I want to say to all of you yet today, there's power in the name of Jesus. You don't have to stay the way you are. There's power in the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of you sitting here and you know there's things going on in your life. Come on, just lift your hand and say, yes, Lord, I choose you. I choose a no compromise. I choose to believe there's power in the name of Jesus. There's power in His wonderful name. I don't have to stay where I am. I don't have to stay like I am. I can call on the name of Jesus. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Today there's deliverance for me in His name. Today there's freedom for me in His name. Today there's victory for me in His name. I'm not going home to the same situation. I'm not living like this. I will have the victory. For He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Now in Jesus' name, I renounce this devil. I renounce this situation. I renounce this sin. I renounce this compromise. I'm not going to live like this anymore, because I believe there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I said there's power, wonder working power in the name of Jesus. to break the chains, set the captives free, bring liberty to every home, fill every house with the glory of God. Hallelujah. May your witness become so strong that your whole family gets saved. May your light so shine that all men will come to the knowledge of Christ. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. We don't want to be nice. We want to be preachers. We don't want to be accepted. We want to be witnesses. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus didn't save us so he can come to church. Tell your neighbor, I've got shocking news for you. Jesus didn't save you so you can come to church. Some of you are scared to say that. It's the truth. You'll find out what the revelation of that is now. Tell your neighbor, Jesus did not save you to come to church. He saved you to be the church. There is power in the name. Come on, you say, Lord, every shackle will be broken today. Every compromise will be broken. In Jesus' name, I will have deliverance. I'll have freedom. There is power. There is power. To break, break every chain.
Welcome. You look like a little fox. You look like a little thing. But I am
Jesus. I renounce you. I cast you out. I command you, leave this life. Let the church of God be free. Let the church of God be filled with liberty. Let the church of God be free in Jesus' name. Break every chain.
Break every chain. Break every chain.
Hallelujah. Now there's things in your life that you need to be free of. Today, you'll be free. This is not a powerless gospel. In the name of Jesus, I command liberty in this house. Some of you here, you say, Pastor, I'm struggling with something in my life. I don't need to know what it is. You just need to know that He is Jesus. That there's power in His name for you. You say, Pastor Johnny, I need you to lay hands quickly. Come from where you are. We're going to lay hands. The power of God's going to flow. And you're going to go home free. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Power in the name.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
Can all stand here. Let them come, let them come. Come on, sing it again. There's power. There's trembling in the powers of darkness today. You are loosing, you are losing your authority. You are losing your power. You are being removed, cast out in the name of Jesus. Standing here today, lift your hands. Say, yes, Lord. I believe that by the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed. I am delivered. I am set free. By the blood of Jesus, I am washed. I am bought. I belong to you. In Jesus' name, I renounce you, devil. I renounce you, you foul spirit. I renounce this sin. Now, whatever it is, just say it with your mouth. I renounce this. That's it. That's all that was necessary. Now say it. Now, in the name of Jesus, I apply the blood of my salvation and my freedom. Devils, you're not welcome. Out in the name of Jesus, I command you, go right now. Be free, be free, be free. All over this place, be free, be free, be free, be free. In Jesus' name, be free. In Jesus' name, be free. Break your power. Loose.
Restoration. Just lift your hands. Now comes restoration. Fill this life now, God. Those areas that have now been left unoccupied, fill it, Holy Ghost. Fill every life with your Spirit. Fill every heart with your truth. Fill every soul with your word. Thank you now for your kingdom established in Jesus' name. That's right, just let the Holy Ghost move. Shobra sehetike. Oh, shakana tomoke sandane kesere. Be saturated. Be filled. Let the glory come. Let the glory of the Lord fill the house. Fill the house. Sha ha hi he ko. E pa sha te ke se ke te re ke sa tona rabai. Le santona set a seal of your precious Spirit, your precious anointing. The glory of God. Fill this house. Today, Lord, I release the authority of your name, the authority and the victory of the anointing of your Spirit on these lives. I thank you each one will find the areas where he was weak. He will now be strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. I thank you now for strength on every life. I thank you that every work of darkness is under the feet of your servants. And this week, the authority of Jesus is established. Say with me, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord of my life, my soul, my body. Everything I have is under the Lordship of Jesus. Satan has no power. Devil, you have no place in my life. By the blood of Jesus, I am washed. I'm clean, I'm free, and I'm an heir of the blessing in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory, glory. Now just every eye closed, every head bowed. We spoke about the power of the name of Jesus. He's here to deliver you and set you completely free. I saw some of you already responded in the altar call. You were actually giving your life to Jesus. But you are here today and say, Pastor Johnny, my life's not right with God. And today, I want him to be Lord of my life. Pray for me. I want to make right with God. If that's you all over this place, he's reaching out to you in his great love. He doesn't condemn, but he came to seek and to save. You say, Pastor Johnny, pray for me. I need Jesus in my life. Include me in your prayer. That's you. All over this place. Just lift your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Here I am, Pastor Johnny. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand back there. Right at the back. In the middle. Thank you for that hand. The front here. Yes, Jesus. Here I am.
His power is moving in this place to set you completely free. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for those hands. There's still somebody. You're waiting. What are you waiting for? Jesus is standing right at your door right now. Don't put it off for tomorrow. Don't put it off for next week. He is your Savior here today. You might be here today and say, Pastor Johnny, I'm backslidden. Pray for me. I want to make right with God today. If that is you, lift your hand as well all over this place. Thank you. Now, if you got your hands raised, I want you to raise it again. I'm going to pray. Father, as hands are raised, as hearts are turned, I apply the blood to these lives. I cancel every assignment of the enemy in Jesus' name. I thank you for breaking every wicked deception. And I thank you, Lord, that Jesus has revealed to these lives right now. I bless them in Jesus' name. We've got your hands raised quickly. I want you to come to the front. I want to pray with you all over this place. On my right, on my left, back in the middle. Don't just put your hand down. Don't stay where you are. Come, I want to pray with you all over this place. This is your moment. Hallelujah. Come on, saints. If you saw somebody put their hand up, ask them, can I go to the front with you? And come. Hallelujah. Say, Pastor Johnny, I feel I want to come, but I didn't put my hand up. I'm waiting for you. Hallelujah.
Glad whosoever shall.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Shall be saved.
Oh, there's somebody standing there thinking, man, I should have been there. Hello, my boy. I should have been there. I feel I should have been there. I wish I'd gone already. Come on. I'm waiting for you. Who's that person? I wish I'd been in the front. If that's in your heart, respond right now. I'm waiting for you. Hallelujah. That feeling you feel inside you is actually the Holy Spirit drawing you. Drawing you. Something in you wants to go. That's the faithful Holy Spirit drawing you. He loves you too much to leave you the way you are. I counsel you, just respond to him. Say, yes, Lord, I'm giving my life to Jesus today. Who's that person? Thank you, Jesus. You said it would have been easier if I came in the beginning. Yeah, that might be true. But it's still your choice. You can come to Jesus now. Who's that person? Thank you, Jesus. Those of you standing in the front here, I want you to know that God speaks to you by His Holy Spirit. The Bible says no man can come to God unless He draws him. It's the will of God that you be saved. That's why He gave His Son Jesus. That's why He sent His Word. That's why He's speaking to your heart today. And today, as you open your heart, the blood of Jesus is going to wash you. Okay, it was cute in the beginning, but thank you. He wants me to call it, say hello to him. Hallelujah. That's okay. The Lord loves you. Don't be distracted now, okay? Those of you standing in front, He's brought you to this moment so that He can wash you and cleanse you. I want those of you standing in front, just close your eyes, say, Heavenly Father, I come today drawn by your word, by your Son. I believe that Jesus, your Son, died on the cross, shed His blood, died for my sins, paid the price, and on the third day rose from the dead. Jesus, you are the risen Son of the living God. And today, I confess you as my Lord. I turn my back on the world. I give my life to you. And thank you. By faith, I receive forgiveness, the washing of your blood. And thank you for touching my life. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, I bless these lives. I touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for salvation now, for deliverance. Lord, I apply the blood that cleanses the soul. And we thank you that blood has still not lost its power. Thank you now. I apply the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. The washing. And they shall be pure like snow. White as wool. Their sins will be remembered no more. I apply the blood of their salvation. In Jesus' name, I establish them. In the name of Jesus, I command salvation and deliverance. And I bless each and every one of them in the mighty name of Jesus. And thank you that they're bought with a price that belong to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, can you look at me for one moment? I've got good news for you. The Bible says Jesus is the Lamb of God slain from the foundation of the world. Before you were born, he already determined to pay with his blood for your salvation. And he planned for you to come to this moment. And today, everything that he's been planning is poured out on your life. When you said, Jesus, I give you my heart, he heard you. He took you seriously. He received you. And from today, he sets his seal on your lives. And you are blessed from today. Old things have passed away. It's a brand new beginning for you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I want those who are standing in front, you made the most wonderful decision of your lives. It's important we follow through with that, okay? So I want you to turn to your left and my right. You see Brother Kenny there? I'm going to spend a few moments with you in prayer. Don't worry, I'm not going to do anything strange, okay? It's going to help you and establish you in more truth, okay? So go through there. I'm going to pray with you. Come on, saints, let's give God praise and thanks. Just to remind you, in making disciples, we first thing we do when they go through is we start giving them assurance of salvation. We teach them the five lessons of salvation. Number one, God loves you. Number two, sin separates you. Number three, the greatest name for salvation is Jesus. Number four, that if you repent, he's faithful and true to forgive you, covenant. And number five, that your confession is important. If you say Jesus is Lord, God takes you at your word. And once we taught them that, we tell them about water baptism. And I'm telling you that now so that you know, when they come out there, we're going to go baptize them in water. And on any given Sunday, you are welcome to come and witness the baptism and rejoice with this new birth. Hallelujah. And then we tell them to come here on Tuesday night.
We trust that you were blessed by that word. Our prayer is that you are inspired to become more like Jesus. If you'd like more information about Durban Christian Center, you can visit us on our Durban Christian Center Bluff or Wentworth Facebook page, or contact us on Durban code 031-467-0457. We'd love to hear from you, so please send us a praise report or even a prayer request. Thank you, and God bless.